want to sit back? There you go. There's your tea. We're at Proverbs chapter 4, the first 9 verses. We'll go live here. It's good, so good to see you this morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the
wisdom literature.
That's right. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word.
Oh, wait. First, Nathan's joke.
No, no jokes, really. All right. You guys ready to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your Word. Father, we pray that we would be faithful children, that we would sit at your feet and hear your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Proverbs chapter 4. Well, it's just peppermint tea. Okay, here we go. Proverbs chapter... Oh, good.
All right, we're...
Oh, good. We're at Proverbs chapter 4. Each of us will just read 2 verses. I'm going to grab the microphone here. Okay, yep. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to my understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law.
When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my word, keep my commandments and live.
Deborah, you want to do 5 and 6?
Mm-hmm.
Get?
Get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all your getting, get understanding.
Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver you. Okay, so in the first two verses, who's talking here?
Dad.
Oh, you're right. It's Solomon. It's Solomon, and God is speaking through Solomon. You're right. He says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, for I give you good doctrine. What do you think doctrine means, Dan? Hold on, Daniel wants to talk.
Daddy. It's John who's talking.
Nope, this is Solomon who's talking.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Solomon.
And John is speaking in the Bible too.
Well, yeah. So the Apostle John speaks in the Gospel of John in the first 3 letters of John. That's right. That's right. But here it's Solomon, and so Solomon is speaking, and he's saying, give attention to my understanding, for I give you good doctrine. What do you think the word doctrine means?
Good history?
Well, it's good teaching.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good instruction, right? Do not forsake my law.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, hey, listen up. Does Daddy do that with you guys sometimes? Mm-hmm. Guys, listen to Daddy. Listen up. Mm-hmm. Right? When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me. Who's he talking about?
His father. His father.
Right. His father was David.
Wow.
Yeah, his father was David, because this is Solomon talking. But sometimes when Papa comes, does he tell you guys things?
Yep.
Does he instruct you?
Yep.
Do you think
it's
that?
It's like, no, don't do that.
Yep, don't do that. It's not going to go well. Or he'll tell you, all right, make sure that you work really hard.
And right? No, don't play that piano while he's asleep.
That's right. Or, so he might teach you, don't wake a sleeping baby. Right? That's a good proverb.
He will be like,
That's right. And so he says in verse 4, right, it's almost like he says it again. Let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments. And what? What will happen if he keeps his commandments?
It will go well with him.
What does it say in verse 4? Keep my commandments and?
Let your heart retain my words. And when
keep
you
my commandments
it,
and?
Get wisdom.
No, right above that. You're missing. Keep my commandments.
And live.
And live. Dan Dan, will it go well with you if you listen to Daddy's wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Will it go well with you if you guys remember Grandpa Spencer's wisdom that he gave before he died? Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Hugs, that's right, Ellie.
Like, don't watch too much movies.
That's right, don't watch too... That was a good one, right? So he's... What did his daddy tell him in verse 5? Get what?
Get wisdom.
Get wisdom! Get understanding! Don't forget or turn away from the words of my mouth. Right? Don't forsake her. Her is talking about wisdom there, chokmah. Right? Don't forsake wisdom, and she will preserve you. Right? If you follow after God's law, will it go well with you? Ooh, bless you, Dan.
Yeah.
So if wisdom will keep you, if wisdom will help you preserve your life, what does verse the end of verse 6 and verse 7 say? What should we think about wisdom?
Wisdom is the principle thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
That's right. Wisdom's a principle thing. Therefore,
get wisdom.
Get wisdom. What do you think that means, that it being the principle thing?
The number one thing?
Yeah, it's the number one thing. It's the chief thing. It's the most important thing. So go get
wisdom.
Courage.
Wisdom.
And courage is...
Well, no, here it's... No, it's, courage and wisdom are not the same thing.
Courage is getting, like, trust.
Well, courage is getting the confidence to do something or say something that you're afraid about. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and having the ability to do it. Right? So we need to get wisdom. And all you're getting, get understanding. Right? Okay. So what would you guys underline in here as what you think is the best verse to summarize?
Be what is this about?
Be the best verse.
3-5.
You would do 3-5? Okay. What do you think, Deborah?
Not 3-5, but like 2-5. Right there.
Okay.
3-5. 3-5.
Okay. I did 6 and 7 in my Bible. What about you? What would you highlight in your Bible as what you think is the best verse? Well, let's talk about calling.
I would highlight 6-2.
You would? Oh, you would do 6-2? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you guys think calling?
I think
it's very simple.
What do you think you're called to do today?
Get wisdom.
Okay. What about you, Deborah?
Get wisdom.
Well, let me ask, how would you get wisdom this week? How can you get wisdom today?
From your friends, your father.
What? You mean paying father attention during family worship?
Yeah.
You mean paying attention during coffee and devotions?
Yep.
You mean doing your schoolwork well?
Yep.
That's right. Go get wisdom. Right? Get it. Get it. It's the principal thing. Right? So Daddy should... You know what Daddy needs to do? I need to make sure I do some more reading for this week's sermon. Have I been praying, God, give me wisdom?
Yes.
Yeah, I need wisdom for this week, right? Well, why don't we go ahead and pray? You guys ready? Father, we thank you so much for this day. We pray that we would chase after you, for we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We pray that we would follow your laws. And Lord, when we fail and we forget, we pray, Lord, that we would go back to Jesus Christ, the one who makes us wise and is your wisdom. Lord, we pray that you would care for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May he let you walk in wisdom. Go. Go seek wisdom. It's the principal thing. We'll see you guys on Monday. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.